You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We got news. We got news and we got a report. We got actual news. Commanders have announced training camp dates open to fans. And we got a report about alternate uniforms, when they'll be released, including a new alternate helmet. Let's start with the news. The Commanders sent out an email. This is official, baby. Listen to this, B, and tell me the salespeople aren't moving the unit over there. Washington Commanders 2025 training camp, supported by Cornerstone Partners, Bank of America, Clark Construction, and Pepsi, to be held at Ortho Virginia Training Center at Commanders Park in Ashburn. I'm reading four different sponsors for training camp.
In one release.
And that's before you get to the specific days.
That just tell you people were not dealing with the other dude.
Doesn't hurt when you get a star quarterback either. The Commanders will host three open practices for all fans and three additional open practices for season ticket members from July 27th to August 4th. Fans can claim their free tickets now, today, right now. If you go to the website, I think you can get tickets. So if you're listening to us and you want to go, you better go.
Go get them now.
This is,
don't call us later.
There's not a lot of them. So, all right, here's where this thing lands. Three open practices for all fans. Anybody can go. July 27th, July 29th, and August 2nd. That is three dates early
on.
None
of the rookie camps.
What's that?
The rookie stuff gets no one. They go at 18th.
Yeah. This will be the full team.
Yeah.
Three open practices, the 27th, the 29th of July, and August 2nd. Then there are three practices exclusively for season ticket members in select membership types on July 28th, July 31st, and August 4th. All practices will begin at 9 a.m. and are subject to change. You can get the tickets now. So seriously, if you're looking for tickets, you can get them right now.
Yep.
In an effort to accommodate as many fans as possible, fans can claim a maximum of six tickets and one parking pass for one day of training camp. All parking will be on site, and all fans must have a parking pass to access the lot. Gates will open at 8 a.m. Parking lots open at 7:30 a.m.
Right.
There will also be an open practice with the Patriots 10:15 a.m. on August 6th in Foxborough, Massachusetts. If you want to go to that, check out the Patriots website. Here are the specialty days. July 27th is Back Together Weekend. That one is open to all fans. That's the first open practice, Sunday, July 27th. The team will host various family-friendly activations, including the Commanders Kid Zone, Washington Legends meet and greets, appearances by Major Tutty, the Command Force, giveaways, and much more. I'm guessing there might be a check coming for one Washington Legend sharing the prison cell studio. Sign some autographs?
Always sign.
You do. You always sign. Kids Day will be Sunday, August 2nd. The Commanders will host a Kid Zone dedicated to children's activities.
You see a lot of smiles that day.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Including Play 60 activations, face painting, and balloon artists. My kids love balloon artists and face painting. Then you've got Military Appreciation Day, presented by USAA. Now, this is not among the other six, I believe.
So my extras?
Military Appreciation Day is Sunday, August 10th. I'm curious. All right, so the Washington Salute, the official military appreciation club of the Washington Commanders, will invite thousands of local service members, veterans, and their families to Ashburn for an exclusive day at training camp on Sunday, August 10th.
All right.
So that's cool. At least military day
is
also one of the other days.
Multiple days for different people. Not, I think that's what it seems like.
Of the season ticket membership days, Ultra membership is Monday, July 28th. Business network membership is Thursday, July 31st. And friends and family membership is Monday, August 4th. I guess if you are a season ticket member, you will get a specific email about how to claim your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Right, I already got them.
Yeah, let's do this live. Jeff, put your headphones on. See, go to Commanders. See if you can get tickets for any of the three open days right now. Commanders.com/training camp. This opened at 11 a.m. I got the press release at 11 a.m. My guess is these joints are sold out already. It's 11:38 a.m. I want to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Commanders have announced their training camp dates. Three practices open to everybody. Three open to season ticket members. A separate practice will be open for military. And then if you want, or if you live in the New England area, you might be able to go watch the practice against the Patriots. Jeff, once you get on there, let me know how it's going. Can we get tickets? Where are you, Jeff?
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, I'm proving that I'm not a robot.
Okay, well, I have questions about that.
See, I can see Jeff as an alien, not a robot. There's not a computer program
a
in the mind.
There are actually tickets left.
Okay, great.
He's a robotic
alien. Especially
for
opening weekend.
Okay, great. So there's still tickets available. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I have my thoughts. I'll let you open, B. Three practices open to the public, three for season ticket members, and that's it.
I'm cool with that. I mean, they had to get ready for a football game. Get ready for football season.
When you were doing camp, how much of it was Carlisle was always open, wasn't it?
I don't think it was open every practice. But, you know, you had fans around. But, I mean, I guess, listen, you know me. I believe training camp should be away. I just think there's something special that happens when you're away from being able to go home and be around your people all the time. I just believe that.
So, the Commanders are towards the bottom of what teams do now, but they're not at the bottom. I believe the Eagles only have one. Let's
they won the Super Bowl last
load
year.
These phones up if we can, Jeff. I think there's a lot of ways to do this, a lot of ways to handle it. I think if it was up to Dan Quinn, they would go away. He has said that repeatedly.
I'm with you on that one, Dan.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think they would get more out of going away. I think some fans will be frustrated they can't go to every or more. I hope the fans.
The thing, though, is like, why does anyone need to be at every practice? But the only people who need to be at every practice is the players.
So there's, I have a number of reactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think for some fans, getting to training camp, because it's free, is their only opportunity, right? I think the barrier to entry.
You know, Jay, I hear that, but I go to training camp and I see the people that I see at every damn thing.
Well, those are hardcore fans,
but
too, right?
But they're there all the time, the same people. So it's not necessarily the guys that just could go free that's going there.
I think it's a mix. I think there are some fans that go to everything, period, and they would go to more practices. I think there are some people that go because they can take their kids and it's free and they can't necessarily do it for a game. I think there are some people that go just to get autographs. I
see a lot of them.
I think there are some people that go because it's a more laid-back atmosphere. It's very different than a game. I know a number of things because I've been going to these training camps forever. In Richmond, it was always open. At various times in Ashburn, it's been open.
But Ashburn is so congested when you have fans out there.
It really is.
That they can't just do it all the time.
I think especially they have so much construction going on out there that sources have told me that they're going to have it all done for camp. But I also know in construction, sometimes things go longer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things change, right? We don't know what that's going to look like, but it sure looks like they'll have it all done. But to have fans there with construction going on is just a lot. And yeah, they have a lot of parking in that grass area, but at the same time, man, it does get really congested. I think the players enjoy it, but I think if I had to really guess, not that DQ doesn't love having players there, fans at camp, I think they like to focus on the football.
Yeah.
And when the fans are there, I am zero surprised that as training camp goes on and it gets into real installations and the depth chart starts kind of working its way out, that it's all done.
Because, you know, they can control the media posting stuff. They can't control those fans posting stuff. And, you know, every fan wants to be the content creator now. And they're out there showing everything going on. So if you have to control it some type of way, you have to just not allow everyone out there.
And I would also add, I don't know if you agree with this, but the amount of season ticket memberships that are now available, like it's not necessarily that cost prohibitive to be a season ticket member in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, dude, when they had everything open, now granted they didn't have much infrastructure, and this was a couple years ago during the real darkest days of the organization, it was empty.
Yeah.
It was empty, man. And it was such a bad look. I remember Nicky Jabala took a picture that went super viral of just the sidelines being butt empty. Now, this was the end of the Dan days, the Ron days. You know, you're trying to roll out. I don't even know who it would have been at that point. Like Heineke or Wentz or whoever. Like, there just wasn't much excitement. This year, there is a ton of excitement. But you create more excitement by having a finite product. And
100%.
I am not surprised. I kind of, when everybody else had been announcing their dates and Washington was kind of holding off, I kind of thought they were holding off to, like, not keep it under the radar, but, like, when you're only announcing three true open to the public days, you might not want to go first.
Yeah.
Let the Cowboys say all 17 are open.
Hey, man.
We're going to look around the league how this compares.
I ultimately care about how they perform when they get on the field.
I know that that's where you land. Yeah. I don't know that that's where everybody lands.
Everybody don't have to land there.
We'll be right back. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.